time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. For better vision, near or far, should have gone to Specsavers. Get $150 off Specsavers' quality range of multifocal lenses. Limited time, conditions apply. Yeah. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Molloy. Hello, Dave.
How are you, mate?
I'm woozy. I've had the jab.
Well done.
I have got my first vaccine, AstraZeneca shot,
well
baby.
Done. We are proud of you.
And I feel great.
Do you?
I want another one.
All right.
In both butt cheeks. One in each arm.
Okay.
Do me.
All right.
Do me
Tease
again. I'm going to talk you through it. Go
Please
get
do.
It. So the sooner we do this, the sooner we're out of the woods. We
get
can enjoy
it.
Our own life.
Oh, I like
that.
It.
I'll bring you up to speed with that. Nerilee Meadows is in quarantine with 38 Australian cricketers and support staff who may or may not be that popular with the rest of Australia right now. There's question marks. Have they jumped the queue? Have they got their own plane? There's other people waiting to come
back from India.
These guys knew what they were doing.
Yeah, yeah. Political storm.
I will tear strips off Nerilee Meadows.
Oh, not Nerilee. No, she's not a cricketer. She's
you know,
part
she is
of
a queue jumper.
Oh, she spent 45 days in quarantine.
I don't think anyone spent longer than Nerilee Meadows in quarantine around this country.
Yep.
We'll get to the bottom of that and Sandpaper Gate, which is the self-inflicted wound that keeps on giving.
Won't go away.
I can't believe the Warner camp is firing this up again. Nez will have the guff on that. We've got an entertainment report. Brooke Mann was at it again last night.
What do you mean?
We're going to take... he's on the blub.
Oh, he's on the blub
again. Yeah, Nath Valvo, our favourite.
Oh,
he's going to be joining us. Always special when he swings by. We're going to take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We'll do an entertainment report. A lot to like on today's show, Dave.
Let's get it underway. Thanks to Specsavers. Get $150 off their quality range of multifocal lenses. Limited time conditions apply.
For the drive home, this is Molloy. Nerilee Meadows Sports Wrap.
Now, just before we get to Nerilee Meadows, I'd like to say I'm glad that she's back in the country.
Right.
In fact, the 38-strong group of Indian Premier League players, officials and commentators arrived at Sydney Airport this morning from the Maldives, pardon me, Your Majesty, where they've been staying since May 6th.
Yeah.
We're quarantining.
Yeah, of course.
Doing
the Maldives.
It hard.
Yeah, sunshine.
I hope Slats was there. Do you reckon Slats was doing it hard?
Pretty filthy, wasn't
it? Because, I mean, the blood on your hands
apparently
is what he said.
That's what he said.
In his Okanuis on the
Maldives.
Beach. Getting a ride on
that's
a turtle. Now, listen, it's great to have them back and back safely.
It is.
Because, seriously, they were in a serious situation on the ground in India.
India is in a world of pain.
However, I need to point out their return home has attracted some criticism in light of thousands of Australians in India being unable to procure a seat amid the deadly outbreak. But Cricket Australia's interim chief executive, Nick Holley, has emphasised it has not asked for special treatment.
Okay.
They're happy for them to come in. Over the cap. I feel Nerilee has let herself down, her country down, and jumped the queue. She's on the line now. How are you, Nez?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, defend yourself. I mean, what is wrong? How did you do it? Did you escape after midnight? What happened? Surely the government didn't organise this. They can't get anyone home.
No, look, I'm very fortunate that the BCCI, so the Indian Cricket Board and Cricket Australia worked together and got us home safely and at no cost to anyone in Australia at all. The bill's been footed by, the IPL, the BCCI, Star Sports, these sort of people, making sure they got us home safely because they were the ones that got us over there in the first place. So very grateful to all of them for working so well to get us out because, to be honest, it's pretty remarkable that we were out within 2 days of the competition finishing so abruptly. And then, as you say, we're in the Maldives for 10 days. And then back in Sydney, as of now, looking over the Harbour Bridge, I'm sitting in my windowsill. So if I sit in the corner of my windowsill, I can see the Harbour Bridge. So it's nice to be home.
Sounds like a Contiki tour. Sounds like an or it sounds like a round the world trip for some kind of prize winner. How's the Maldives, can I ask?
Yeah.
But look, I can assure you that it's not the nicest feeling in the world when your country says you're not allowed home and you're illegal if you do step foot back in the country. And the Maldives was literally, as far as I'm aware, the only place that would accept us Australians having been in India. So, look, yeah, there are worse places to end up, that's for sure. And I'm really lucky that I was with a group of people that a lot of my can call my friends. And now after spending that time with them, certainly closer with them. But, yeah, very well supported, and cannot thank ACA and CA enough for keeping me in the loop, because they had no responsibility to me. I'm not a player. I'm not a former player.
Must have been harrowing. Must have been harrowing at the pool bar.
Yeah.
Dolphins. If I have to order room service one more time, please get me on a plane. Like the evacuation of Saigon, it would have been. Just get me out. You'd have been hanging to the rudder of a helicopter. Would have been
no need to be jealous, Mickey.
So, and you said right now you're looking out your window at the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Harbour, yeah.
Martin's on the line. Martin, you can see everyone in the hotel as we speak?
We certainly can.
Where are you, Martin? You're a construction worker. What are you looking at?
We're in the CQT right opposite, looking at everyone with their windows. Were they all
wave
closed,
narrowly. Wave to Martin narrowly.
Yeah.
I should probably put more clothes on. Really.
we can tell what beer you're drinking and a little bit of exercise
no
here and
I
there.
Don't drink when I'm in quarantine. I'm well behaved. It's my chance to. Well,
everyone
do
else in there, every other window is. That's for sure.
Sounds like there's a party going on in there, Martin.
Can you see me?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've seen some interesting things. That's for sure.
Slats going? Is Slats looking out the window crying?
Is he all right?
Well, they think that as the mirror comes over with the sun, yeah. But then when they turn the light on, everything's up. Okay. Yeah, let's have a look.
All right, Martin, it's getting a little creepy. I'm going to...
Martin.
Hey, Duke Martin.
A case of Brick Lane coming your way, Martin. Absolutely crossing the line.
All right, well, well done, narrowly, for getting home safely. I don't think anyone's quarantined more than... I don't know anyone who's quarantined more than you. What's your favourite place to quarantine? So we've got the Maldives, we've got Sydney Harbour. You've got Dubai or United Arab Emirates. That would have been good. That looked like a five-star hotel. Yeah.
Dubai was good, and that was where I spent my birthday in hard quarantine. That was a special experience. I've also done Mumbai and I've done Perth, but look, there's no greater place than home, is there? So I'd say Perth because at the end of that, I got to see my family for the first time in 9 months. So that one was the most emotional. But yeah, I've ticked off a few quarantine spots around the
world. You go back to the Maldives in the drop of a hat. Make no mistake. It'd be like a remake of the Blue Lagoon. You'd be running down the beach in a coconut bra with trying to, in slow motion.
Yeah. Have the building inspectors from over there been talking to me? How did you get this intel?
Hey, now quickly, narrowly, welcome home and happy to have you back safely. Just quickly, why the hell is the Warner camp firing up Sandpaper Gate again? One of the most embarrassing chapters in this country's cricketing history, sporting history. Why would you re-prosecute this? Talk us through it. Yeah. Is this on the back of Cameron Bancroft's comments? Who started it?
Yeah, really interesting this one. So I believe that Cam Bancroft feels like he was caught a bit offside when he was doing an interview over in the UK where he's playing county cricket, and he's basically sort of fumbled his way through a bit of an answer. And then from there, it's picked up. And obviously, you know, questions have been raised, and Cricket Australia have said all along that they would take new information if it came to hand. They've contacted Cam Bancroft. Apparently, he has basically said, no, I told you everything I know at the time. But obviously, this is just something that's not going away, is it? And then you've got David Warner's manager who's come out and branded it a joke and said that the players were treated despicably, and also said that they didn't even interview all the players at the time. So, look, he's sort of insinuated in the past as well that there could be a tell-all book at some point with David Warner. So I think it's very much space when he's retired. Yeah. But
I'll tell you
it's
something.
Not going away, is it?
That'll have to be ghostwritten or just be full of very small words. Hello?
Hello, I'm Sylvia.
Hello, are you having a lie down? What are you doing?
Right.
Looking out the window, looking at the Harbour Bridge, getting all wistful.
Just waving at the building.
There's Martin over there.
Ladies.
We have to go. I had more to ask you, but, you know, don't listen to the talk back. I'm defending you.
Thank you.
I think you're a national treasure, and you might have done the wrong thing here, but I will support you all the way.
I will say, though, the Indian community could not have treated me any better over there, and my love and respect will always be with
them. I agree.
They cared for me like they just did not have to, and I truly mean that.
Mumbai is one of my favourite cities in the world, bar none.
Wow.
It is has to be seen and experienced to be believed. All right.
Well done, Nerali.
We'll be back. I'm going to talk you through my jab.
All right.
I'm jabbed up.
with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Hey, Nath Valvo, he'll be here in the second hour joining us. I know Whitney went to his comedy show a few weeks ago. Raved about it.
I don't think she paid. I hope she did.
I hope she did.
I think she did.
Because he is...
She rings up and she asks for comps.
See, that's not cool.
And then she goes, can I bring all my friends?
Really?
And it was because they're not a lot of...
And here's a guy who's just coming out of, you know, COVID and 2020, and a lot of comedians have lost income and
living
stuff.
Living off an oily rag.
And then next minute, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hey! All right. Big news. I've had the jab. Now, this is it, Australia. We're all mucking around. Remember what a ride it's been. 2020 was the worst year in history.
Yeah.
They're saying to us right now that Australia is not going to be open again until mid-2022.
So another 12 months.
The only thing that can move that out or bring it in is if we all do our bit for Australia and get jabbed.
Yes.
We're not mucking around. It's not an either or. It isn't a, the science is in people.
Yeah, that's it.
So take your QAnon conspiracy theories and that Bill Gates will now control
my mind
and park it. This is of major importance to everyone that you go and do it. When we reach herd immunity or the bulk of us done, we can go back to living like we used to live.
The old days.
In the old days.
Yes.
When you could swan around, you could hug people, you could kiss a stranger.
Didn't matter.
Well, was that ever legal? I'm not sure. Maybe at the end of a war or something. But I want my old life back, and we can't do it till we all take our medicine.
Yes.
And take one for Australia.
That's it.
I went down and did it today because I'm eligible. I'm over 50.
Right.
So I'm in there.
Yeah.
Bit disappointed at the turnout.
Interesting.
To be honest.
Really?
We've got all the facilities out there. There's no waiting time.
What?
You're in, you're out. Bing, bang, boom. I've been injected for everything. I've been to Afghanistan twice.
Yeah.
I've had jabs
that
are seriously jabs.
Yeah.
I had no idea I'd been jabbed. I was talking away.
I said, bang,
it was over.
Just a little prick.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a bit woozy now and I'm a 50-50 call it.
Come on, mate. But you look pretty good to me.
It was easy peasy.
Of course it is.
James went down with me.
Yep.
James, you met me there and chaperoned me through it.
Yep.
It was easy, wasn't it?
It was really easy. In fact, what we saw, the same time you were getting your jab, there was a bloke who'd come back from a run. He had just done his run, wandered in
showing
his singlet, in his shorts, just jab, walked out, same time as Mick.
This country's had it really good. We've been really lucky.
We have.
We've been isolated, and even though we've locked down and paid a price, we haven't experienced the carnage that the rest of the world has.
And we can see. You look
but
overseas.
We will not get our old lives back till everyone does this thing. We went down, and James chaperoned me through the experience. We've got a little highlights tape now to show you just how easy it is.
After going more than 30 years without a Richmond premiership, getting a little COVID jab should be nothing for Mick Malloy. And he was chomping at the bit.
All right, Mick, so you're going to receive AstraZeneca today. Your second dose will be due 12 weeks from now.
Okay.
So you'll get a notification to remind you to book in for that next
You can't
dose.
Just give me a double today?
Unfortunately, no. We've got to wait a little bit longer for the 12 weeks.
He didn't seem too concerned at any of the possible side effects either.
Your arm might be a bit tender for a few days.
Sure.
That's totally normal. And you might develop some mild cold-like symptoms.
Yep. So can I get a couple of days off work here? Is this... Could you write me a doctor's certificate? This has RDO written all over it.
In fact, he seemed to have bigger things than COVID on his mind.
I sat next to a Collingwood's fan the other week. Do you have an inoculation for that?
I'm a Collingwood fan.
Oh, my God! I'm being injected by a Collingwood fan.
Then it was finally time for Mick to get his first COVID vaccine jab.
Well, which arm are we going to do? The left arm?
Okay.
Does this seat go back?
Unfortunately not. Did you want to recline?
Yeah, but that'd be good.
That'd
be nice. I'm not afraid of needles.
Okay, good. I'll just...
Sit that one!
Do you have plans for the rest of your day?
To feel woozy, get out of going to work.
Maybe
don't have any bunk beds. Is it over?
It's all right.
What the hell?
Excellent.
What the hell? How easy is that? Come and get it. That is... Can I go again? The other arm.
12 weeks.
Put in the bot. Come on.
Now, how easy was that?
Didn't even know yet.
I go back in 12 weeks' time and it's all done and dusted.
Yeah.
I've taken one for Australia. You need two.
Proud of you.
I was watching this John Oliver last night, and it's terrible what they're having to do to get people to go and do this. It's in everyone's best interest. It's common sense. But there's the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio.
Right.
Apparently, he gives away a free hamburger from Shake Shack.
Awesome.
With every inoculation.
Like there's another incentive.
Another state is offering $1 million prizes for anyone who goes and gets inoculated. So I'll tell you what I'll do.
Oh, right.
So if anyone wants to get inoculated, ring us up right now, and I'll give you an item from my desk.
Okay. So
what about that for an incentive? Are we allowed to do this legally?
Yeah. Sure.
I'm sure. You've got to ring up. You have already been vaccinated, or you've got to get vaccinated?
If you want to ring up, if you've been vaccinated and you just want to share your story, tell us. Right-o. But if you want to get vaccinated and
this
you'll do
your
it
incentive.
For an incentive, you can get an item from my desk.
Okay.
133353.
Get involved. 133353. It is Malloy on Triple M.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Lots to come on this Tuesday, Malloy, a day where you, Mick, have got your first COVID vaccine jab.
Can't wait.
Well done.
I'm looking forward to my second, which is a mere 12 weeks away,
doing
my bit so this country can get back on its feet and we can do what we used
to do,
which is enjoy the best country in the world, live in it, love it. And be part of it. And it's not going to happen till everyone takes their medicine for Australia. Just do it. Don't be intimidated by the bullshit that's floating around. It is your civic duty to go and do this and
do
get it
Australia.
Done. And we all move on. I've done it. Now, obviously, they've had trouble overseas getting it done. And I was a bit disappointed in the turnout today. I think there's
plenty of room.
Doors are opened.
Plenty of people
come on
to come.
Down. There's no waiting. You're in, you're out.
Yep.
Bang.
Good.
That's good. It's all over quickly. So I was watching John Oliver last night, and he was demonstrating how hard it is in some states in America, even the smart ones like New York, how hard it is to get people vaccinated.
It's been a busy week, from a cyber attack forcing the shutdown of a top US pipeline to vaccinations continuing to roll out, with cities and states incentivizing people to get them. Ohio, for instance, is offering a prize of up to $1 million for getting the vaccine, while New York City is offering free Shake Shack, which our mayor Bill de Blasio tried to sell us on in the least appetizing way imaginable.
Just think of this when you think of vaccination. Vaccination. I'm getting a very good feeling about vaccination right this moment.
Nope. That's a no, Bill. No to everything there. No to the uncomfortably loud chewing, and definitely no to the You sound like a sexually frustrated cow trying and failing to climax.
This is the lengths we're going to. So what I'm offering today is an item from my desk.
Yeah.
We've done this before.
Oh, this
it's
is,
a way
people
of
like it.
All the stuff I get sent.
So you do get sent a lot of stuff, and you're notorious not for taking it home or
just after
re-gifting.
A while,
and it becomes a mess in the office.
That I'm hoarding.
You are hoarding.
So I'm giving it all away.
Right.
Steve's on the line. Steve, you're over 50. Have you had your jab yet?
Yeah, no, I haven't. No,
why haven't you had your jab, mate?
It's no reason, just time. I haven't had time. I've been busy.
Well, you've been too busy doing what?
Setting up businesses.
Yeah, well, you'll have no business or you'll have no business at all until we get our country up and running again.
Yeah.
You
need
to get jabbed. All your clients need to get jabbed. Everyone needs to get jabbed and we can get back to it. Are you prepared to do it?
I am, mate. Anything off your desk, I'd be grateful.
All right,
Dave.
I'm happy
if
to
Eve
give
gets
you.
The jab, what can we give him?
Great news for you there, Steve. You've got yourself 48 rolls of I Don't Give a Crap toilet paper, which is a bundle that's been sitting on Mick's desk, I think, since the start of the COVID pandemic. 48
Steve.
Rolls coming your way.
And, Steve, if you don't do it, that'll be perfect for the next lockdown.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is probably why it was said to me in the first place.
Yeah.
All right, Sue's on the line. Sue,
Sue,
have you been jabbed?
I have, but I'm under 50.
You're under 50?
Okay.
Are you a frontline worker?
In a sort of a roundabout way, yes.
What's the sound?
But I'm also a fainter when it comes to needles, so I hate needles.
Okay. Yep.
But I went and did it for the simple reason, if I do it, everyone else does it. We can all travel and be in the same environment.
Now, you've had your first jab. Are you prepared to get your second jab for an item from my desk?
All right, if I have to.
All right.
I definitely will.
If she gets a second jab, Dave.
Hey, Sue from Clear Island Waters, congratulations. You've won yourself Dave O'Neill's book, The Summer of 82.
Oh, wow.
Great reading on the toot.
How's that, Sue?
Oh, fantastic. But can I give you some advice?
Oh, yes. Okay, sure, yeah.
Go home and have Panadol. You may get the chills, you may get a headache.
Mm-hmm.
And for lunch tomorrow, have KFC.
Oh, that's good advice.
You'll feel so much better because you'll be so wheezy tomorrow around.
All right, it doesn't matter. I'll do it for the country.
Yeah.
I'll do it for the country. Hey, I'm just, Sue, I'm going through Dave O'Neill's book, The Summer of 82.
Yeah.
And I've just walked in and I've noticed he's autographed it to Jane.
Oh, well, there you go.
Dave O'Neill, the Sun 82. Jane, great to see you, Dave O'Neill. So that's an autographed copy of Dave's book to Jane Kennedy that I'm giving to you, Sue.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3. Tell us why you what you want from my desk.
Yeah, yeah. 1-3-3-5-3. We've got some great stuff to give away, including some after dinner mints, all right? Very special from Mixed Desk. More to come right after this. It is Malloy, Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Mick Malloy has had the first COVID jab. You feeling all right still?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
I feel like I could run a marathon in 1.5 hours.
Did they give you sort of information after you've had your jab?
I feel like what I've just taken may not be WADA approved.
Oh, really? Oh, you've been juiced up.
I wouldn't try and run in the Olympics right now. I reckon I could be juiced.
You're sort of bulging at the moment.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, well, that is good.
I'm feeling on top of the world.
Well, here's the thing. If you get vaccinated or you're going to get vaccinated, Mick's offered stuff off his desk for you as a reward, as an incentive, because that's what they're doing overseas as well, isn't it?
Justin, are you prepared to get involved?
I sure am, Mickey. Ooh.
Okay, so you're booked in for tomorrow?
Yeah, 3:45, mate. 3:45, early knock from work. Go get the jab. I'm going to go and celebrate with a couple of frothies, by the way you're talking.
I love the way you roll. And you're prepared to do it for something from my desk?
Oh, mate, I'll do it for you.
All right, what's he won, Dave?
Justin from Diamond Creek, congratulations. You've won a Water Damage Maxim 2020 Hot 100 magazine featuring Jane Kennedy in 77th place.
Oh. Justin, you can read that in the waiting room while you're waiting to get your jab.
You
can flip straight through to the page where Jane Kennedy is on. And all your troubles will float away.
Well done.
Oh,
great sort,
Jane. Well, she is a good sort. She's a top chick.
Should be listening.
One of my favourite people in the world. Yep. And coming in at number 77, I thought was a bit of a slap in the face.
Top 10, should have been.
Top 10 for me. Thanks, Justin. Laurel is on the line. Laurel, where are you calling from?
Halliday Bay in the Wet Sundays.
Oh, stop it.
How good is life? And don't you want the tourists back? Don't you want everyone back? Don't you want to be able to live your life again?
We do, but I'd ring just to talk to you guys, jab and all.
Jeez, Laurel, well, you're saying all the right things here. Now, are you booked in for your first jab?
Yes.
Good on you, Laurel. How old are you, can I ask?
62
years young.
Well,
well, good for you. You're doing a bit for yourself, your family and Australia. Let's get this done. Are you prepared to do it for something from my desk?
Absolutely.
Okay, Dave, what's
Laurel
your one?
From Halliday Bay in the Whit Sundays, congratulations to you. You've won 10, I repeat, 10 Harrington's After Dinner Mints opened in date.
No, well, they're in date.
They're in date, so congratulations.
Where have you been hiding those? No, I want you to give her a proper prize. I love Laurel. No, something not from my desk, something from the
Well, what about a case of Brick Lane Draft?
Okay.
Which is available at Dan Murphy's and some extra merchandise that we have in the cupboard as well. What about that? Laurel, you just won lots of stuff. Oh, and I've got some pure Body Luxe Soothe After Sun Oil Day and Night, Chamomile Vanilla. And there we go. That's pretty good. Laurel?
Apart from Brick Lane, vanilla's my favourite.
Laurel, you're too good.
Well done.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Steve, please.
Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hello, boys. I made my appointment last night at my local vet, but I couldn't get in until mid-June.
Why are you making an appointment at a vet?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Oh, I like to support the local trader. They're known to look after me. And so,
I think we've got a... Is this a fake call?
No.
Can you get done at a vet? Can you? Or am I...
Doctor, I call him the vet.
Oh, right,
okay.
Jesus.
Say, Steve, you can't say that. It's your local doctor. All right, are you prepared to do it for something on my desk?
Yeah.
Oh, be still, my beating heart.
All right, what's he won, Dave?
Now, I hate to ask this. This is a personal question, Steve, but what size shirt do you wear? What sort of size?
Mix size.
Yeah, right. Okay, great news. You've won a Melbourne Star shirt size 3XL. With Malloy emblazed on the back as well.
Oh, yeah.
3XL.
Pop that onto the boudoir, Steve. It'll be like lingerie.
You will go happy.
Bonkers. Thank you. One more call.
All right.
Liz. Liz, how old are you, Liz?
Good, mate. How are you? How are you today?
Yeah, how old are you?
61.
You need the jab. You want it, do you?
Oh, yeah, I do. I've got my daughter who's a doctor.
Yep.
She's telling me to get it.
Yep.
And my wife-to-be, who's an anti-vaxxer, and telling me to stay away, right?
Oh, no.
Okay.
So So if I do get it, I'm going to have to do it on the sly, I reckon.
So you're going to get it done and pretend you haven't had it done. Listen to your daughter. Right. You've raised a good
she's the doctor.
Woman there who is a doctor. And just to make it a bit juicier, here's what I'm prepared to throw in.
Hey, Les, congratulations. You've got a custom-made glassware platter in Richmond colours, yellow and black.
Oh, hey, put some fruit on that or pop it on the bedside table and let the fun begin.
Well done, Les.
Good on you, Les. We get the idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody, I've just posted on our socials on Malloy and on my own personal.
I like how you're campaigning this, by the way.
Which is MickMalloy66.
Yep.
And anything else out there, a picture of me getting vaccinated, it's a bit unorthodox, and they may have waved me away initially.
Righto.
But you can see a picture of me getting the first jab. Over 50s, it's your time now, and you can head to your state's health department website for more information. That's healthvic.gov.au, healthnewsouthwales.gov.au, healthqueensland.gov.au, southaustralianhealth.sagov.au.
Well done.
Do it, people!
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy. Malloy's Entertainment Report.
Well, last night was a couple of...
A big fun? Kind of,
I think I can say that on radio. Dump that. Right. Was the culmination of Lego Masters on Channel 9. Well done, all. We've been following the work of Brickman.
Ryan McNaught.
Brian McNaught, who's a terrific fella. We've had him on the show. Yeah, yeah. My boys have been to his live...
Oh, the Jurassic World.
Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs and Legos.
I think they've extended that too, by the way, by popular demand. So
well,
that's a good thing.
I'm not surprised because it was going bonkers when I was there. Well, it's come to our attention that he's been going the blub of recent times. We've played a couple of these yesterday, and Whitney, one of our producers here, brought us to my attention last night when I got sent a text saying...
He's gone again.
He's gone again.
Freak, man.
Meaning he's gone the blub.
Yeah.
So let's just go back. Mm-hmm. We got wind of this when he was originally evicting people.
Yeah.
And he couldn't handle it because he was sad to see them go. Here's a little montage of his work.
I do have to send one team home. And that team, unfortunately, is Atlanta and Jeff. And that's why you're safe as well. Sorry, Ryan and Gabby. Unfortunately, Michael and Harrison... Your Lego Masters journey's ended.
He loves his bricks.
He loves his bricks. He doesn't like sending people home.
No.
Because
he's got a heart.
It's a spiritual experience for Brickman, building stuff out of little plastic bricks.
Yeah, that's it.
We knew he was going to have a big couple of days over the weekend when we saw this promo.
When Lego makes you feel something, it does.
Oh, my gosh, it's Lego.
I feel like there's danger. I feel anticipation. I feel concerned. I feel tranquility. I feel all of these things out of a plastic brick.
Yep. So we knew it was building something. What happened last night?
So that was for last night's episode. That is what happened last night. So when he announced the winners, which were David and Gus. And
how'd he go? Was he sooking up?
That's exactly what happened. And it was because he thought that their piece, which was... magnificent. Mm. It was.
What did they build?
They built two deers in a forest drinking.
Boring.
No.
What about a rocket ship or something?
Shut up. Let me speak.
So
they put two deers in a forest. One was drinking water and one was looking over its shoulder because there was wolves coming from the angle.
And did the wolves rip the pine legs off one with Lego
so
blood?
But that's why that's why he got upset because he said he can feel the emotion. He can feel the fear in the deer and, you know, it was a little
My boys just wanted to be photographed between the Tyrannosaurus jaws.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
Honk.
Yeah.
That's Lego to me.
Yes.
Have you got him finishing that? Have a listen to our emotion. It's been an emotional ride for Brickman, and he was always about to lose it.
Look, it's really interesting. Lego itself is humble. It's ubiquitous. It's lots of different things to different people. But its humility is exactly how you build. Exactly. When Lego makes you feel something, it does. We take it for granted. It makes us happy. We play with it. We love it. We drive it around. We smash it up. We do all sorts of crazy stuff with this. But it means something to all of us. You've made a build in 28 hours. I feel like I'm in a forest. I feel like there's danger. I feel anticipation. I feel concerned. I feel tranquility. I feel all of these things out of a plastic brick. What? Are you nuts? It's beautiful. It really is.
I think you may be nuts.
No.
Come on. That's what I do when I get stuff from my boys. I go, is this good for kids aged 6 to 12? Right. Yeah. And would you call these bricks humble? So I'm really looking for the humility.
Oh, I just love
it. He's amazing.
I watched that show last night, by the way.
Oh, did you?
And I just noticed one of those deers had no eyes. It was a no idea.
Oh, my
Have
God.
You waited all day to say that joke?
Oh,
all day.
Wow.
Time for a song?
Oh, jeez.
Up next, Song Whisperer. What a real flattener, huh? Oh,
wow.
This is Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Link 182 there with what's my age? Come on, mate. Let's not go down this path again.
Did you hear his joke?
I heard Dane talk about a deer with no eyes.
Yeah, yeah. It was a no idea.
No wonder Brickman was crying. No way to hear that.
Yeah.
Who wants a Lego about a deer?
Well,
Legos, there's a Tyrannosaurus Rex, or it's a spaceship, or it's something, you know.
Space being Batman.
Or a spaceship.
Yes.
Why go with the deers
Frozen.
In the forest?
You want to do Frozen?
Imagine how he'd go if we ever got him in a Meccano set.
Oh, you mess.
He'd go nuts. He'd have a stroke.
Good. Man.
What about a barrel of monkeys? We get him a barrel of monkeys.
That'll
do his head in.
Would.
Hungry, hungry hippos. Whatever happened to the big man? Oh, he gave him some hungry hippos.
He's just been playing it all day long.
Tiddlywinks.
He's gone. Barrel of monkeys. That was fun, wasn't it?
Was fun, yeah. Mm. Yep, no, that was lots of laughs with those. What was the one you could, they were like animals, you could bring them alive?
Mousetrap.
No, it was like a...
Animals, you could bring them alive.
You pour water on them and it became something.
Oh, well, the sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys. Yeah, you remember those?
Like yeast, this wasn't a real thing.
Wasn't it?
And that was something, that was like x-ray specs, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave.
You always looked at the sea monkeys, they always looked like they were these, you know, fish people, they were living around a castle, and then you'd pour the water in there, and there was just little flecks of nothing.
It's a scam. The ACCC should get on track.
Sea monkeys. We'd like to announce the results of our sea monkey investigation.
Brought by Dangerous
Thank
Dave.
You. You're
there he is. He was misled.
There is neither sea nor monkey in these sea monkeys.
Lied to all these years.
Yes, you have. Hey, time for the
song.
Change the song.
All right.
Okay, synopsis.
A woman is grieving for the loss of her relationship. Now she is settling for a new man. But this new man falls far short of the supernatural deity she dreamed of in her younger days.
Oh.
Is it I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar?
Oh, no.
She's grieving? I don't know.
I wish it was.
Dave, what are you?
I was just thinking Man Overboard. Like, Do Re Mi. I don't know.
The woman's grieving for the loss of her relationship.
Yep. She had something. It failed. She's now got something new.
It says she's settling, though.
Yeah, she's settling.
So she's not happy about
Look,
it.
She
she's
had,
still in love with her original suitor?
Well, it's unknown, but she's got an ideal partner in her mind.
Yeah. Walk and like an Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.
The Bangles.
The Bangles?
Yeah. Oh, mate, I love the Bangles.
Oh, I did too.
It's a good whistling song.
You're right.
It goes into our whistling montage.
It sure does. It
133353.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy. To gather back around your wireless people, here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
It's going to be a cracker, make no mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, one of our favourites, friend of the show, Nath Valvo.
He's here.
In.
Is he? Yeah, here he is.
He always brightens my day.
He's awesome.
You behave. You're like his creepy uncle sometimes.
I'm a big fan. Stop it.
Hey, we'll talk about his live show too. I believe Whitney went.
Oh, yeah.
She paid.
I don't think she did.
I don't think she does. I think she brings up and goes comp me.
He's a guy who's on the back of COVID and, you know, smell of an oily rag, as you said, and all of a sudden Whitney's getting free tickets.
Sitting down the front. Yes. Make me laugh. Boy, is the look on her face. Hey, it's going to be a load of fun. We're going to have a team meet. Something happened today that needs discussing. Oh, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top of this guy. Synopsis again, please.
You betcha. A woman is grieving for the loss of her relationship. Now she is settling for a new man. But this new man falls far short of the supernatural deity she dreamed of in her younger days.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine.
Ooh, Tony Basil.
Not Tony Basil.
You gonna have another go, Dave?
I've got nothing.
That's pretty just business as usual. Yeah. Schmick, you'd like to have a guest, would you?
Yeah, mate. How are we?
Yeah, good. What are you calling for?
Just a quick one. Sorry to crash the segment, but I had to call in and just say, dangerous, mate. That deer joke, no good.
It's no good.
Back over it, but. Long time listener, first time caller. Don't usually bother with the phone calls, mate.
So
get
this
on the
is
Twitter machine if I need to say anything. Just bloody hell, David.
Schmick, when you heard it, were you disappointed or upset?
It was about as dangerous as a bloody Lego reindeer. I'll put it that way.
I was disappointed, and I felt sorry for him because he kind of cleared the decks to get it out. Do the joke again.
I love the fact that Schmick has never called ever in his life.
This is the one moment him to get ring it off.
What was the joke? We were talking about the reindeer.
We're talking about the deer.
Strap yourself in.
I was talking about the deer in Lego Masters, and I said, well, I was a bit disappointed with the deer because it had no eyes. It was a no idea.
Even that applause is a bit...
let me pull the curtain back just a little bit.
Jesus,
that
please.
Applause button is actually on a set of keys that Dangerous has to load. Like, it's not just sitting there. So he has had to go find that and put that there so he could do that at the right moment. Well done.
When you said at the start of the segment you had nothing, you mean you tapped out after the no idea joke. Yeah, no, Schmick, duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane draft for your troubles there, Schmick. Good on you, buddy. Thanks for ringing, mate.
That's a little compensation there for having to put up with basically dead air. Max is on the line. Max, you're having a guess at the song, Song Whisperer. What are you thinking?
Yeah, look, I don't know whether I've ever heard it on Triple M, though. Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You.
Good song.
Yeah, amazing song. It's my karaoke song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Written by Prince.
Yeah.
Correct. Love the video clip.
Just
that tight shot on Sinead's face.
In the bald head.
She went mad.
Very
though,
emotional.
She's had a bit of a hard time with it lately.
Some problems,
I don't think Sinead is with us anymore.
Isn't there a conspiracy theory that she was Frank Sinatra's daughter or something?
She's still with us. Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, mate.
Sure she is.
I hope you've gone
early.
She is definitely still with us.
We'll find out. We'll get onto it now and find out. Right. But
she's still alive.
Killed off Sinead.
You just killed off Sinead O'Connor.
No, I'm happy.
The song whisperer, the final word on all things musical.
Unbelievable.
Well, it's the final word on the songs, not on people who sing.
You're just as bad as Jim Whaley over here.
Yeah, you've got it, Jim Whaley.
Can I just say this?
Wow.
I am happy that she is still with us.
Really? Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, she's had a hard time.
She has.
I don't think she's...
such a hard time that I thought she was dead. But she's not.
I hope Sinead O'Connor's parents were at least.
I think that podcast is show, too.
They probably... Jeez. And too many Sinead O'Connor fans out there.
Yeah.
And Frank Sinatra was her father.
It's not Sinead O'Connor.
Did you hear that?
What?
No, I've never heard that.
Really?
Frank. Oh, I'm still feeling a bit woozy after my jab.
Oh, mate.
Is it Sinead O'Connor?
It's not.
No.
Rest in peace. Sinead O'Connor, you can't just kill artists off like
that. I apologize.
You've done the Richard Wilkins.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
You're no better than Richard Wilkins. You're exactly the same, except he's got a bigger wang. Greg's on the line. Greg. Song, please.
Sorry, just catching my breath on that one. I had a choice of two.
Yeah.
My first one, I think, was too ambitious, so I was going to rule it out, but I thought I'll share it with you anyway. I thought Divinyls, All the Boys in Town.
Right.
I think we played that 10 minutes ago.
Okay, wait. Is that a no, is it?
It's not the Divinyls. What else did you think, Craig?
Great. The real answer, I thought, was Better Man by Pearl Jam.
Fits the brief.
It does.
But can I just say, don't even bother answering that yet. Disqualified, Greg.
Why?
Disqualified.
No, why?
You can't have two. Everyone else is abiding by the rules.
It's true.
He's gone bang. We've got Schmick. Schmick didn't even want one. He just wanted to tell you your joke was shit ass.
Well, we need to clear the decks on that. We need to make that a ruling so people know.
Jay killing off Sinead O'Connor. So and then he's just jumped in with two.
Well, he didn't know the rules.
No.
Man.
No.
Oh,
sorry, Greg.
Angie.
It's not Pearl Jam.
Hi,
anyway.
Angie. What's the song, please?
Heart. All I want to do is make love to you.
Great song.
Great band.
Sounds like you could sing that at karaoke night. You've got that husky tone. Yeah, could. Is it yes, Jay?
No, not
her. Well, do good, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane draft available. Draft. Dan Murphy's coming to you. Is that Calma Vale you're at, Angie?
Pardon?
Is Calum Vale, is that where you're from?
Well, I'm actually at Cooper's Plains.
Oh, on its way to you. Well done. Well,
some kind of witness protection scheme. What are you, moving around the country?
Yeah.
On the run. Angie. All right, Angie, have another gasper. James is on the line. James, what's the song,
mate?
Come
going?
On. Kill this. We're doing, what is it?
I think it's The Killers, When You Were Young.
I hope so, because then we get to play it. Oh, what a great live concert it was.
Good night, wasn't it?
Yes. Jay?
Oh, he's always a thing like Jesus.
Oh,
correct.
Oh, baby.
You got it.
Booyah.
James, you got it, and you got $200 to go spend at the Neverland Store, which you can go online or in-store at neverlandstore.com.au. Here it comes right now. It is The Killers. That's the song Whisperer. Nath Velvo next. It's Malloy on Triple M.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Ah, The Killers.
Oh, wow.
Great song, great band. When you were young, it's Malloy on Triple M.
Next guest, he's turned his nose up.
I did not.
You
have
Velvo.
I said they were fine for the record.
You said they used to be good. Was that Nath Velvo, by the way?
Interesting.
Hey, why don't you give him the clap for your joke?
I offended The Killers' number one fan across the desk.
How are you, Nate?
What do you mean? By used to be good, I just meant, well, name two of their last songs that you liked.
Well, yeah, I mean, their first two albums.
There we go. Proof. I've been proven right.
You haven't been proven.
The Man was a good song. That came out a couple of albums ago. It was a pretty good track.
Oh, yeah,
you're going back now. You can't run the line of his life. His point, welcome back. Now, how'd you go in the comedy festival? Because I haven't seen you since, and I just know you would have been rapt to being up and at them again.
It was so good.
Yeah, full houses?
People came.
People came.
It kind of did this thing, Mick Malloy, where opening week, Melbourne was still a little bit nervous. And not many people around. in my shows, I was still full, thank you.
Yes.
People still wearing masks in the show.
In the show.
Yeah. Capacity limit. So week one was odd.
How was it unnerving to have people wearing masks your show?
It was a good safety net because if you said a particular joke that bombed me, that was because of the masks. It had nothing to do with the quality of my comedy.
I like
But as the festival went on, Melbourne got more and more into it. People came out. They changed the capacity on like week three. So all of a sudden we opened up to 100%, no masks.
Crescendo.
Everyone was passion. Tops were off.
Oh, hang on a minute.
They were not.
We're throwing keys in a bowl. It was on.
Right. We greased up. Did Whitney pay for a ticket? Do you know that?
I don't know. I haven't seen proof, but Whitney has told me a number of times since I walked in 10 minutes ago that as soon as I walked in, she didn't say, hello, Nath, welcome back to the show. I walked in and she said, hello, Nath, I am telling you I paid for my ticket. So what are you talking about? I've walked
proof.
Into something.
Yeah, I'd like to see a receipt. Well, she's been to a few shows and I'm not convinced she paid for them.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the email. Hey, this is Whitney. I'm the producer of
Don't You Know Who I Am?
Mick Malloy on Triple M. And hey, freebies.
She
thanks.
Makes this move, the circle around the face when they ask her for ID.
Flicks her hair.
She can't be tamed. What's going on in your world?
Well, Uncle of the Year, that gets thrown around a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm here to brag today because I had my first outing with my nephews pretty much ever.
Where'd you go?
The zoo.
Oh, good call.
Thank you.
Endless.
My nephew's four now, so I thought that's old enough to start doing things.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But the day before, I panicked. So I wrangled in my mum, right? So Nana came as well as backup.
Yeah,
just
good call.
As backup.
Oh, that's smart.
You got the big guns on deck.
Yeah, because the other nephew came too, who's two.
Oh,
so that's a lot, right? Yeah,
that's a lot. Trouble
I couldn't even fit him in my Yaris, but I did. I got him in the Yaris, and I got him to the zoo, but I did an amateur mistake, which is I may or may not have drunk quite a bit the night before.
Okay.
I was extremely hungover.
You can't do that at the zoo.
The bloody zoo opens early. So do kids. They get up early at. So 8:30 in the Yaris. I'm like, I regret this, right?
Already.
Got to the zoo, and I thought, 2 hours maybe?
Sure.
Tops.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, how wrong I was. One, too many animals in the world. Let's start with that. Too many. I blame God.
Why can't there be more endangered species, please?
All right. Well, even them, they're still there as well.
Yeah.
Right. So 2 hours in, we'd only done two sections. Yeah. I was tired. I was hungry. I needed Barocca and Panadol. And so what I started doing, lying. I started lying to my nephews for the first time.
Yeah.
And I said, we're done. That's it. That's the zoo.
Yeah.
It's all finished.
Finished it. Yeah.
But kids are smart, Mick Malloy.
Yeah,
I don't have any. So I didn't know this. So my nephew turns to me and says, where we haven't seen. And he starts listing the giraffes, the elephant, the lion, the seal. He starts naming
all
the animals he saw out the front on the thing when you walk in.
You're cooked.
And I was like, holy. So we have to go and see all of them.
Right. It's a big day.
Nearly 5 hours.
Oh, that's a punish.
5 hours to do one lap of the Melbourne Zoo.
That's a lot of work.
Mate. A very quick lap.
What was their favourite? Was it like to do the reptile enclosure?
Did you do all of it? Mm. Did it? Okay, you know what we did skip, and they were keen to skip butterfly enclosure.
Oh, man, too hot.
No,
it is. It's very humid in there, isn't it?
But if you're hungover, the last thing you need is the butterfly enclosure. 80 degrees.
Yeah. The last time I was in the butterfly enclosure, I went in naked except for a towel. Like I just got out of the shower. Morning all. Wasn't a good look. You should have gone to the open range zoo and you wouldn't have had to get out of the car.
Yeah,
you
can
sit.
And you had the big guns on deck. You had the mum and the grand.
Mm. Yes. And she was tired too, by the way, because it was cracking 70. So she was tired too. And so I was even trying to pull her in. Going, the nan's tired. Think of Nana's knees.
Oh, you little brat.
Think of Nana's knees. Do you really need to see the seals? Who gives a shit about seals? Well, I'll tell you who do. Five-year-olds and two-year-olds care about seals.
I love it. We're going to come back and talk some more in just a moment with Nath Valvo.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy on Triple M.
It is. Nath Valvo's with us. By the way, Nath's show, Chatty Cathy. Go to comedy.com.au. But Chapel Off Chapel.
You're drunk today.
I can't say that. I haven't even had the jab. Chapel Off Chapel in Melbourne, which is the 4th and 5th of June. Then Wagga, and a shout out to our friends at 1152 Triple M Riverina who are listening right now. Wagga Comedy Festival, that's the 12th of June. And Brisbane, you know it, the Comedy Festival powerhouse, 27th to the 31st of July.
I've got 100 free tickets to the Riverina play. No, I'm just trying to... There's no free tickets unless your name's Whitney and you use your industry power. Your show's at Chapel Off Chapel.
Yes.
These shows will be filmed.
Oh, yes.
By four.
We don't know yet. See, what you do is you get everyone in there, you get some cameras out, you film your show, makes you look very good.
And why are you filming? So you're filming both, so you have to wear the same clothes?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
And you film too, just in case one of your jokes bombs on a particular night. You edit in the next night when they loved it.
Oh, you know, so you've got a backup.
Yeah, and then we'll try and get it somewhere, you know?
You wouldn't need one. You should be confident enough.
Thank you, mate.
Roll the cameras.
I am filming it just on my iPhone, by the way. It's just me holding my phone the whole time. It's just streaming live on Twitch.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
That's what the gamers use,
And then you're going to the Wagga. Tell me about the Wagga Comedy Festival. That sounds like a load of fun.
All I'm telling you is this. I'm not getting on a propeller plane, and I told them this.
Okay.
I went to Wagga a couple of years ago, and they're on your Rex flight. No offense to Rex. Mm. Great airline. Support Aussie Industries.
Sure it is. Yeah.
But, you know, not the best day to fly.
Okay.
And I don't feel comfortable if there's a propeller on the thing.
Oh.
And the pilot shouldn't be in arm's reach of you at all times.
I don't want to see the pilot.
There was three of us. And also, would it hurt to get two pilots? No, just the one when you fly to Wagga.
Okay. And he shouldn't have his arm out the window. you don't want trucker's arm on your pilot, do you?
And so when they... when they called about this festival, I was like, that's great. I'm just going to drive. I'm throwing that out there right now. You can save
what about
some cash.
This? And what about a compromise where you get in that plane...
Right.
But you drive it up the Hume.
It
never takes off.
Yeah.
So you still feel like
I was looking out the window the entire flight, figuring out what roads could also be runways for the emergency landing.
Yeah.
I was thinking that the whole time.
And then, of course, you're off to the Brisbane Comedy Festival. Oh, powerhouse, I've played that. That room is just rocks. And then we're promoting a show, which if I feel like I've been promoting now for a couple of years.
Oh, yes.
Has this, speaking of getting off the ground, is there any danger that Denise Scott and Nath Valvo Live will make it to Corumba?
I don't. This is the third reschedule.
Come on.
This is the third reschedule.
We do this with you and we do it with Denise. And I reckon I've plugged this gig eight times.
Well,
what is going on?
We haven't all been been jabbed, mate. We're not all VIPs. Mm. So, you know, some of us still got rules about what to do and where to go.
You're too young to be jabbed. You'll be jabbed in 2028 at this rate.
Anyway, Currumbin is definitely happening. Good. It's in 2 weeks.
Let's hope no one collapses at your show. Because did I hear right? Oh, did this happen? What happened?
Tell I wouldn't tell this story if she is safe and okay and okay. Well. I would not tell this story otherwise. Yes. Legal disclaimer. Yes. Thank you. Got told to say that. Lawyers on the phone before.
Okay.
No, not really. Look, people sometimes get a bit excited at shows,
yes.
And they may or may not pass out sure. Every now and then. Okay. I'm that good.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Thank you. I'm the Tom Jones of comedy, right?
So, I'm going to go and throw my underpants at you. Yeah, that's what I'm
please
do.
Don't. Please don't, Mick. No. My issue was the timing. Timing is everything in comedy.
Right.
So it's my show, right? Yeah. Big crowd, Saturday night, very excited.
Yes.
The lights go down and the house music goes down. And it's time for me to introduce myself backstage. Sure. Okay. I put a lot of showbiz into
it. I like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, could you go here crazy? Go. He's had a whole year off because I had pandemic. And introduce my name and I walk on, the music kicks in. Most nights, people go nuts. This particular night, I walk out and the music's playing and no one's clapping. Like, Mick, okay. I walked out to like no applause. You might be used to it.
No, never.
I'm not. Right. I walked out to no one clapping. A very weird vibe in the room.
Something's not right.
And I'm like, what is going on here? All right, tough crowd. And I said into the mic, you're tough tonight. Challenge accepted, Melbourne. Right. Here we go.
Okay.
And someone screamed out from the back, someone's collapsed, mate. And I look out and there's like five or six rows of people standing up. Wow. There's commotion. Someone's called for a doctor. Oof. A doctor was there. This
a
never
doctor
happens.
Was there. Wow. Unbelievable.
There was a doctor in the audience.
Yeah.
They were off. They were helping. A lot of drama. I just didn't know what to do, Mick. What would you do?
Oh, I'd turn the house lights up.
Would you?
Probably leave the stage. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week.
That's what I did.
Is that what you did?
No, I didn't stop. I went back out eventually, but I did just leave the stage again. I'm like, I'm not filling.
No, you can't.
I'm not doing crowd work. No, where you from, man? What do you do for a living, sir? As someone's being taken off in a stretcher.
That's right.
You're on a first date, you two? That kind of thing. It doesn't work. So I just went off and hid. And she was fired. She ended up coming back later in the show.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But the audience didn't know that. And the rest of the show was pretty clunky. Okay. It wasn't the best
Do you know what she...
I don't know. She came back fine. But I wish we told the audience that because I feel for the rest of the show, people were sitting there going...
Yeah. Of course they did.
Did that person die?
It was a cursed show. Yeah. I was at the cursed show.
Yeah. Yes. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, whatever that one is, right? And I think if people went home that night, they would have gone, hey, he was all right. Yeah. But how's with that woman dying?
You said you sold out. She just sold out after she left. Did you feel you could resell that ticket?
Whitney came in and took it.
Whitney came in.
She didn't pay for it.
I've just been spoken to by your management and they have no evidence that she paid for a ticket.
Oh, Whitney.
Hey, always a pleasure, so Nath Valvo, to have you in the house.
We've done all
those gigs. Mm. Great to have you back live in the studio. Can you come and see us when you've done your friggin' Currumbin gig?
I will be back when you get your second jab. I'm back.
All right.
Done.
Let's thank Nath Valvo.
Thank you.
This is Malloy, Triple M.
A drive home that's pretty loose.
This is Malloy, as heard on the Goldfields 981 Triple M Kalgoorlie. Thanks for tuning in, Mick Malloy.
Yeah, that's a good part of the world.
Love it.
And
love it.
Hello to everyone there. Hello. Steve's on the line. Steve, you wanted to weigh into our sea monkey conversation. You're saying you have them?
I have them at times. I just want to let you know that you have been lied to all this time. They are not monkeys.
What are they?
They are shrimp.
Are they?
Shrimp.
They are called brine shrimp.
And how does it work? Yeah. How do you bring the sea monkeys to life?
You get a little packet of eggs and you have to hatch them in salt water with an air stone. And then once they're hatched, you put them into a fish tank full of tropical fish and they go nuts and eat them all.
Oh, hang on. That doesn't sound like a great end to the sea monkey.
Live food's always great to feed fish.
Really?
I might come round and spend the night at your...
We'll get Olivia around, Jay's niece, because she's got some real problems with...
Let's see how her fish go with you. I'll go berserk on your sea monkeys. You know the seahorse, guys? Steve, interesting fact. Seahorse, the male gets pregnant.
Really?
Yeah. The male carries the baby. Imagine that.
The female gets pregnant, but the male carries
the baby. Oh, sorry, Steve. Thanks for the correction.
You're all good, buddy.
So much.
What are you? Like a aquatic?
He's the Jacques Cousteau.
He's an aquatic David Attenborough.
I'm the fish guru.
You are indeed, and you've got a slab of Brick Lane Drive coming.
Imagine
your way,
carrying the baby. It's a bit of whinging, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't be.
It'd be a fight at the baby shower. Men, how are you going? Jeez, a bit tough. All right, well done. Don't give him a prize.
I've already given him a prize. This is Malloy, Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
This is Malloy, and it is thanks to Specsavers, where you can get $150 off their quality range of multifocal lenses. It's a limited time. Conditions apply.
You just go into one of their 300 outlets.
300 nationally.
Pick, do a lot in one day, like a pub crawl.
Yeah, it's your dream, isn't it, to do that?
Oh, imagine. How many could you do in a day?
Oh, you get a few away, I reckon. If there's a pub close by, you would.
If you start early, on early, off late.
And this is the other thing, too. So all the big brands are there. You've got Alex Perry, Country Road, Tommy Hilfiger, Converse, Hugo Boss, Levi's, and all the frames come with a 2-year quality guarantee. So.
That is fantastic news. They are the best in the business. They're the talk of the town around here at Triple M. We went in, got our eyes checked. I think we're going to be presented with our frames
this week, I believe, too.
Of the week. But we're not the only ones. Mm. Everyone around the office seemed to get involved.
They're hearing Simon, on the radio, getting involved.
Hello. Simon from sales here at Triple M. How are you?
I'm good. How are
you?
You're
good. Now, you heard us talking about Specsavers the other day. We'd gone in and had a test. What was the circumstances?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about it. I actually saw Dave in the kitchenette the other day and said, have I been into Specsavers recently?
Dave failed. Did you know that?
You don't have to mention that.
Mr. Magoo. Triple M's Magoo. He's been told he needs the glasses to drive.
I do. It's a condition of my license now. So thanks, Specsavers, and safety days ahead.
So you heard us and you spoke to Dave.
So I spoke to Dave and I too got told I need glasses. Because couldn't read the screen at home while I was working from home. Yeah. But they also did those tests, so the eye scans.
A series of tests.
Oh, yeah.
What's the one where they spray you in the eyes? Was
the air.
Refreshing.
But the blood pressure?
Blood pressure.
And there was one where it was like a little Pac-Man or something you were chasing around the screen as well. That was kind of interesting.
You were clearly on
track. All right.
A wonderful series of tests, a raft of tests. Yeah. You did it.
Yeah, I did it. And, went through to the optometrist. He was like, you need glasses. But we've also picked up something else. So sent me along to an eye specialist. And thank God I went in because I only just went in thinking, I haven't been for an eye test before.
Yeah.
Struggling to see the screen. Yeah. And now they've picked up, something
that's fantastic.
More.
Can I ask what it was?
It sounds like a Harry Potter spell. It's sectoral retinitis pigmentosa. Right.
Jeepers.
I just turned into a toad. Okay, and then this isn't life-threatening or anything like that.
No, so I've just got to monitor it.
You got to monitor it and watch
Go in every year and just keep across it.
Well, that's good. Had you not gone in,
you wouldn't have known. You could have got a 17 to be wearing an eye patch.
Exactly.
You'd be wearing those old glasses. Yeah. Do Specsavers do the glasses, with the springs, with the eyeballs that come out?
I'm not sure whether that's part of the range, but we can always ask.
So isn't that great? and the eyes, was one stronger than the other? What happened there? Do you need a monocle? Yeah, I'm pushing for a monocle.
Mick wants a
monocle. I could need some multifocals because I'm forever putting them on and taking them off.
Well, that's what they're specialising in right now, the multifocals.
Let me have a word to the good folk at Specsavers. There you go. Yeah. That's the type of testing they
do. What you should do.
Thorough. They're right. They told me about my eyeballs.
What'd they say?
Hot. Right. Smoking hot. Like supermodel eyeballs.
Righto.
My retinas. Really, really good, Simon.
Right.
Another success story.
We love it. And that's good what you should do as well. And by right now, $150 off their quality range of multifocal lenses. It's a limited time. Conditions apply. Thanks, Specsavers. This is Malloy.
Simon, you should go the Alex Perry. Go the Alex Perry.
I've got the Hugo Boss.
Oh.
Triple M.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
This is Malloy, and that's the show for the day.
What was your favourite bit, Dave?
Nate Velvo always brings the laughs. He's
really
fantastic.
Like Nate. You like his kind of nerdy uncle.
I do. I think he's super smart. He's smart, and he's young.
He's a good guy.
No, I just feel like...
I don't care what everyone else says. I really like him.
What are you hearing? Hey, the entertainment
report. Mean streak a mile wide.
Yeah.
Have you not heard that?
No. Yeah. How's your arm, by the way? How are you feeling? You all right? You're
pretty good.
Yeah, you okay?
I wouldn't mind another one.
You think?
I'm up for it.
You're up for another one?
I'm one in each arm, one in each bot.
I'm going to ask you, did you get a lollipop or anything after
it? I asked for one.
Yeah.
If it was a lollipop,
yeah.
That would have been interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing coming.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling a bit woozy now.
All right. Look at you.
So I'm a 50-50 chance tomorrow.
Come on.
Genuine 50-50.
You can't take 2 days off in less than 7 days,
I'm telling you.
That's the rule.
Unless
I don't know what happens if you're not going to be here. What are we going to do?
Well, who's on?
Well, tomorrow we're going to have Merrick Watts.
I always love
Merrick.
I say
he fills up. He used to do this radio.
He's great. Yep. Yeah,
and? Yeah. And Paul Kalija, your mate. Kalija, he's great.
Do we have to have Paul?
Oh, come on. He's a ripper.
No, listen to me. Stop the music. Me and Sam Payne went out the other night with Paul Kalija.
Yes.
Right after Front Bar. And we're out at a bar, and this girl comes up and goes, "Oh my God, oh my God, I can't believe it." And me and Pang go,
here we go.
I'll handle this one. And they go, "Oh my God, it's the guy from the Wine Bluffs."
Kalija, getting all the love.
He went straight past me. And...
Oh, well done.
Yeah. Hey, well, it's rude.
You said that was, what, last Thursday night after the Front Bar that you went out
Let's not do an archaeological dig on.
You are painting a picture here.
It was about 4 a.m.
Putting two and two together.
The sun had come up.
I've got a sore throat. Can't come into work today.
I've still got a sore throat.
Well, you'll be back tomorrow. Paul Kalija, Merrick Watts, Miss Today Show. Download the podcast.
I feel a woozy.
Come on. Hard enough. It's Malloy. Triple M.
This has been the Malloy Drive Show podcast. Get $150 off Specsavers quality range of multifocal lenses for better vision near or far. Should have gone to Specsavers. Limited time, conditions apply.